A scientific breakthrough by British researchers has triggered excitement and alarm about the prospect that babies could be conceived without using a mother's egg. In a paper published today, scientists say they've been able to breed healthy mice using a technique that could open the door to using ordinary skin cells instead of eggs, bypassing the need for a mother. Nick Grimm has our report.
The scientists involved admit their research opens up some fanciful possibilities for mammalian reproduction. So before anyone thinks of cancelling Mother's Day celebrations, it has to be stressed that the prospect of motherless babies one day being born remains on the outer edge of their research horizon. Embryologist Tony Perry is the lead researcher on the project.
I think the punchline really is that after nearly 200 years of thinking that only an egg could receive a sperm to be fertilised so that it could give rise to an offspring, now we've shown that also an embryo can receive a sperm to be fertilised, if you like, to form an offspring as well.
Confused? Well, as Dr. Perry told the BBC, the team at Bath University in the UK were able to breed healthy mice using eggs that had first been tricked into transforming into mouse embryos without sperm. After leapfrogging that process, they then fertilised those embryos with sperm, transforming them into normal embryos. So in this case, that process still began with a normal female egg, but Dr. Perry says it could mean that embryos could one day be created using other tissues, such as skin cells.
There are legal, there are ethical, as well as technical barriers and issues that must be addressed fully before we can go forward with some of these things. And if any of them do go forward, at least now I think what will happen is that if they do go forward, people will look back and point to this paper and this time and say, look, that was a major step or a step along this road.
The researchers are understandably cautious about what it could all mean while acknowledging the theoretical possibilities it opens up. If they could achieve the ability to sidestep the need for a mother's egg, that gives rise to the prospect of babies being conceived with two fathers. It could also give hope to women made infertile by cancer drugs or radiotherapy that they could still bear their own children. And Tony Perry says it could also make it easier to reproduce endangered animals at threat of extinction.
Well, it's a big if. We can imagine these possibilities. I don't think that the work that we've published teaches us how we can do that yet. So perhaps we're jumping the gun. We're jumping the gun a lot. I mean, to leap from our paper to that. It does open the possibility, as long as we're clear that it's quite speculative. If, for example, in the case of animals that are in danger of becoming extinct today, where we can't obtain eggs, it might be possible one day that we can use other cells from them to produce embryos using some of the technologies that can be traced back, will be in the future, traced back to this study that we're publishing.
Dr. Perry says much work is still to be done before that becomes a reality, but it does extend the frontiers of human and other animal reproduction. Earlier this year, Chinese scientists were able to make sperm from stem cells, which were then used to breed their own mice. The two areas of research may one day mean that babies could be created without the need for sperm or eggs altogether. That would no doubt provoke some awkward, where did I come from, conversations in years to come, but Tony Perry argues it will give hope to prospective parents where currently there is none.
Hopefully this road will be enabling. Hopefully this road will lead to things that are empowering, that lead to better health and better reasonable choices.
The research has been published today in the journal Nature Communications.
Nick Grimm reporting.